Today's daf is Masecha Brachot Daf Yud. A few points come out of the story of Rabbi Meir and Bruria that are important to highlight. At the end of the story of Meir and Bruria, we see Rabbi Meir concedes and agrees not to daven that the local hooligans, should die, but rather they should do tshuva, al tikuchotim, chataim, yitam chataim, the sin should be gone from the land, and if you pray for these people to do tshuva, mimela, automatically the sins will be gone. So the Maharsha asks, how could Rabbi Meir daven for someone else to do teshuvah? Surely we cannot ask Hashem to tamper with someone else's free will, someone's bechira. On our own, a person wants to daven, a person says, Hashem, I need help to teshuvah, I need help to overcome yitzhara, etc. That doesn't go against our free will. And the Maharsha leaves the question unanswered. Some of the later Achronim, there's a number of different answers to the question. One is that, it's quoted by Rav Moshe Feinstein as well, one is the idea that a person's allowed to daven for somebody else, that they should be dealt circumstances that would bring out a better side of their personalities. So it shouldn't, the reason why they're in this place in the first place is because they fell on hard times, they got into a difficult financial situation, or they had too much money, and they felt they could torment whoever they liked, so put them in a situation where they should be brought to do tshuva on their own, which means they still have to choose it on their own, but we're davening, they should be brought into a situation where Rav Moshe says to bring them to a place where they hear divrei musar, so it's a rebuke, they'll be open, and that will be an opportunity for them to change. A beautiful application of this idea in the Maharsha, which explains why Moshe, in the story of the Meragli, Moshe davened on behalf of Yeshua, but he didn't daven for a Kalev. And one of the answers could be that Moshe davened for Yeshua, that he should be spared the plot of the Meraglim, because for Yeshua, the threat was more of a physical threat. It was more of a fear that maybe the Meraglim would try to hurt him. But for Kalev, it was about seduction. It was about trying to bring him over to the other side. And that would impact his control over his free will if Moshe would daven for him. Another point that comes out, of course, in the story is the importance of davening for other people. The koach ha-tefillah, when you daven for another person who's ill, person who needs a Yeshua, parnasa, shidduch, etc., whatever they need in life, person davens for somebody else, and maybe they need it for themselves. That's just an example. The Gemara says, Bava Kama, for example, kol mevakesh rachem mechaver v'hut sarich lo to davar hu nane tchila. You'll be answered first if you daven for somebody else and you need the same things. We see again from this story the power and importance of a person davening for somebody else. Another point that comes out, which is also related to a line on the second, on Amud Bet of the Gemara today, on Daf Yud, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, mikan she'isha makeret b'orchin yoter min ish. Women recognize the nature of guests more than men do. And this is the context of the Gemara's very long passage discussing the story of Elisha and the Isha Shunamit. When Elisha was traveling, he came to Shunam. The Isha Shunamit told her husband he's a holy person, but his husband didn't notice this. He didn't figure out that Elisha was. When a guest comes into a house and he looks like a big tzaddik, the husband, might be bowled over by how special he is, but the wife doesn't think so. So she's right. On the other hand, if the husband says the person's a nobody and the wife says he's the real thing, he's a big tzaddik, then you have to listen to the wife. And the Gemara need to discuss the pasuk by even Hashem Elokim et Tzela asher lakach min Adam Lisha. Hashem built the rib he took from Adam Rishon to the woman. Chazal say Masecha Nida dichti by even Hashem Elokim et Tzela mamet shenatzak kadosh baruch hu bina yetera. Hashem even refers to the fact that Hashem gave women bina yetera. Bina yetera, women have a greater application and practical knowledge of this world. We see that again, Bruria was also a great scholar, a great poseket halacha, a number of places in the Tosefta and other places we paskin halacha like Bruria. Women are able to understand the person, such a guest, who he really is. It's what he seems to be. Is there something he's hiding? They can deal with family situations. How are we going to cope with the matter? Can we keep the kids at home? We need to send one kid away. Women excel in this because they're of this world. And we see, of course, in Sefer Bereishit, women make the big decisions. For example, Sara Imenu had that extent. She was the one. When Hashem said, what do we do with Yishmael? Sarah was the one who made the decision in the end. So again, we have a big chizik today for the opportunity to, of course, listen to our wives, who are able to put practical knowledge into play. And at the same time, also the importance of davening for other people.